This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Russia continues to accuse Ukraine of targeting the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. AP correspondent Zarya Shackley has the story.
Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov says the plant was shelled three times over the past day. Konashenkov added that 17 ordnance were fired at the plant in total, with four hitting a block where 168 packages of American Westinghouse nuclear fuel are stored. Konashenkov said a U.S.-made M777 howitzer was destroyed by Russian artillery return fire. I'm Zarya Shakli.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday signed a decree introducing financial benefits for people who left Ukrainian territory to come to Russia, including pensioners, pregnant women, and disabled people. The decree, published on a government portal, establishes monthly pension payments of 10,000 rubles. That's roughly $170 for people who've been forced to leave the territory of Ukraine since February. Disabled people will also be eligible for the same monthly support, while pregnant women are entitled to a one-time benefit. Taiwan's defense ministry says it has detected 21 Chinese aircraft and five Chinese ships operating around Taiwan on Saturday as Beijing continues its military drills near the island. The ministry said no Chinese aircraft had crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which serves as an unofficial barrier between the two sides. And intense fighting erupted in the Libyan capital Tripoli overnight and lasted into Saturday, with rival factions exchanging heavy gunfire and the sounds of several loud blasts ricocheting around the city. This is VOA News. The Burkina Faso army said Saturday that unidentified gunmen killed six people and wounded two others in an attack on a convoy from a gold mine in the eastern part of the country. The army said in its statement last week that five vehicles were dispatched from the mine to help a nearby convoy that had been stuck in the mud for days. The attack occurred after the convoy was back on the road again. The assailants targeted the five support vehicles when they became separated from the convoy and its security detail. The mining company did not respond to requests for comment. A car once owned by Princess Diana of Great Britain sells at an auction for just under $674,000, and you may not believe what kind of car it is. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
£550,000 on the Ford Escort. I've never said that before.
In the end, Silverstone Auctions' Jonathan Humber sold Princess Diana's 1985 black Ford Escort RS Turbo S1 with just under 25,000 miles on it for just under $764,000. A buyer from a village in Cheshire, England, won the auction. Silverstone said Princess Diana used a fleet of luxury vehicles for official engagements, but preferred to drive the Ford Escort for personal errands. Next week marks 25 years since Diana, along with her boyfriend Dodi Al-Fayed, were killed when the limousine they were in crashed in a Paris tunnel as it sped away from paparazzi. I'm Julie Walker.
In other news making headlines around the world today, Japan has launched an Africa investment conference in Tunisia seeking to counter the influence of its rival China, which has steadily grown its economic imprint on the continent. Meanwhile, thousands of people living near flood-swollen rivers in Pakistan's north have been ordered to evacuate as the death toll from the devastating monsoon rains nears 1,000 with no end in sight to the deluge. The UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, has condemned an Ethiopian airstrike that hit a kindergarten in the rebel-held Tigray region, killing at least four people, including two children. European Union nations are launching power-saving drives as they seek to rein in soaring gas and electricity bills and conserve ever more scarce resources following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And Pope Francis has created 20 new cardinals, top members of the faith representing the global reach of the church, most of whom could one day choose the successor to the current pope. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.